Okay, now let's get it started. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate that. We want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy. Say it with me, and you can be too. Yes, you can. We do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific Time, and guys, you can come to this call every Sunday evening, pen and paper ready to go, expecting to hear something that's going to make a difference in your Ambit Energy business right now, and tonight is no exception. Folks, you hear people on this call saying they're registered for Ambition 2015. My question is, are you registered? If you are not registered for Ambition 2015, I have an assignment for you. This week, I want you to go to your local meeting, find someone who's a step above your PIN level. If you're an RC, find an SC. If you're an SC, find an EC. But find someone that's a step above your PIN level that went to last year's Ambition, Ambition 2014. Ask them if it made any difference in their Ambit Energy business. And once they say yes, know this, you have until the end of the month to register for our national conference for only $169. Now, if you are within the first 30 days of you being in your business, you get a larger discount than that. But for $169, you get registered for all of the events at our national conference. Folks, get registered. It goes up on July 1st. Get registered now. You must attend our national conference. It will blow your business up. It will help you expand your business, and you will make more money by taking action after you hear what's going on at the national conference. Okay? Now, it's my pleasure to introduce our featured speakers for the evening. Guys, I got to tell you, I remember when they first got started. I've heard this story. I've probably told this story more than they have. Okay? I'm going to let them tell their own story. But who are you about to hear from? The number four income earners in all of Ambit Energy. We're talking a couple that has made well over $5 million in this business, purple jacket wearers. You're going to hear from both of them. But I have the pleasure to introduce the wife of the team, okay? And I can tell you this. Just recently, I heard her represent her success on a call, not as one of the top income earners in Ambit Energy, but in network marketing worldwide. Please welcome our number four income earner, more than $5 million in earnings, and an author, Ms. Debbie Atkinson. Debbie, you there?
I am, Bear. Thank you so much. I am really honored to be on this call to talk to everyone tonight. Thank you for having me.
I'd love to have you. All yours.
Well, I want to welcome everyone to the call tonight and tell you you're in the right place at the right time. You know, you saw something very special when you looked at that Ambit Energy income opportunity for the first time. You looked at that and said, look at that comp plan. Oh, my gosh, just like I did. You see, at first I said no because I was working 60 hours a week in two high-stress nursing jobs. And I said, look, I have a lot of work. I don't need any more work, and I'm not interested. And the person that shared this with me on the phone said, well, wait a minute, you don't even know what you're saying no to. I said, okay, I just met him a couple of weeks prior to that. You can come show it to me tonight, but then, you know, I'm not going to join. He's like, okay, that's all right. You see, that's part of that special invitation. Just invite somebody to take a look. They don't have to sign up. And tell them, you know, I'm not going to make you join anything or buy anything, but it's very important to me that you take a look. And that was basically what he said, and he left me off the hook when I said, I'm not joining. He said, okay. So that was my intentions. And then he showed it to me, and I'm like, are you kidding me? Do you think this is going to happen? He goes, I don't know. I hope so. That's what he said. I joined, and I started this business on a spare time basis. But I had big dreams. I had been big dreams of making the kind of money I wanted to make and not be clocked in at two high-stress nursing jobs. So I started at 15 to 30 minutes a day, and in less than a year, I replaced my six-figure annual income that I was getting in nursing. So I retired early, 10 years early from nursing, my nursing career, to do this full-time. And now what I get to do is help you guys start this on a part-time basis and turn it into a full-time income. So how do you do that? Well, one thing is You just stay plugged in. I heard a lot of people saying that they're registered for ambition. That's part of it. When I went to my very first training, I heard them say, those people that go to the, that stay plugged in, they go to the business presentation every week, they go to the corporate events, and ambition is our biggest corporate event that you will have. Those people are the ones that come out and make the most money. Okay, I'm there. I went to my very first ambition. I didn't have a clue what I was going, what I was in for. But I left there with a huger belief level than ever. I left there with more knowledge, with meeting other leaders from around the country. So, everyone on the call, do yourself a favor. Do your business a huge, give it a blessing. Sign up for ambition and go. And go with an open mind. You see, God gave us two ears and one mouth. That means we need to be listening twice as much as we're speaking. And so go there with an open heart, willing to learn from the other leaders that are there. So, you know, that was one of the things that I learned, and I'm going to tell you, you got to be there. So what are some other things that, you know, I learned along the way that might help you out with your business? One is, and we were just in the kitchen. We had an EC retreat this past weekend where we had 44 of our top executive consultants that came to the house. They've been here all weekend long, and we had training. We enjoyed the weekend in the pool and good food, good company, networking, learning tips and tricks on how to get to the top, be, you know, in the top 50 income earners. And so, as we had the weekend and we were just down in the kitchen talking about how do you keep your team motivated? Well, you know, you can't motivate somebody. It's like you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. You cannot motivate people. You cannot make them do anything. So, well, how do you keep them going? That has to come from within. So if you want something, you've got to have a vision board. I want you to make a vision board. If there's anybody on this call tonight that doesn't know what a vision board is, that's where you get a dollar piece of poster board. You cut out some stuff that you want, and you paste it on there. And now you know why you work your ambit business each and every day. So I put my son's picture on my first vision board, and that represented I wanted them to have financial freedom. I wrote a $1 million check out to myself from company Ambit Energy because I wanted to make $1 million here. My first vision board was, you know, some small things and some big things. So you need some short-term goals and you need some long-term goals. So if you don't have a vision board, make a vision board. Think of some things that you want. I'm sure Chris is going to talk a little bit about dreaming to you. This is a step of dreaming, how to dream and what to put on your vision board. It's anything you want. And it doesn't have to be materialistic things, although, you know, a nice new car, a nice new house, that's always fun. But what if you wanted to give more money to the charity of your choice? Put that on there. What if you wanted time freedom? You know, put an alarm clock on there. That represents that you don't have to wake up anymore until you're done sleeping. In other words, you don't have a job to clock in and clock out of anymore. You see, all of that is achievable right here with your Ambit Energy business. And then put that vision board someplace where you see it every single day. Every single day. And stay focused on that. That's where your motivation is going to come from. So I told him, I said, you know, the motivation comes from when you want something bad enough that it keeps you up all night long. And when you get that, you've got a passion to be successful. And maybe it's not your Ambit Energy business. Maybe you're a tennis coach and you want to be the best darn tennis coach out there. Well, focus on that. So early on in our Ambit career, I got trained, and what they told me was, you get what you focus on. You get what you focus on. I'm like, wow. So I need to be focused on getting consultants. Yes. And how do I do that? Well, I got to go show the plan. People aren't just going to walk up to you and say, hey, I want to be one of your consultants. You've got to talk to them. You got to get out of that comfort zone. Talk to them, share the plan with them, and see where they fall. Do they fall as a customer, a consultant, or both? So you get what you focus on with anything. If you've got a project to do, you keep focused on it until it's finished, right? Let's say you want to paint a new room in your house. Well, you do the corners, you do the edges, and then you start rolling on the walls. You don't just do part of it and stop. You didn't finish the job. So you have to stay focused. And when you finish the job, now you are focused. So you get what you focus on. If you don't stay focused until you finish the whole room, then you didn't accomplish anything. So if you want to be successful here, you've got to be focused on going through your list and showing the plan to everybody you know and everybody you don't know. And how do you do that? You get to know more people. You just nod and smile and get to know more people. But if you want to have success here, and Bear was talking about the next pin level and the next pin level. And so if you're an RC, you want to stay focused on getting to SC. And how do you do that? You show the plan, show the plan, show the plan, and get focused to get to SC. Now you're SC. You got to focus to get to EC. And EC's on the call. You got to focus to get to national. Don't just think it's the pinnacle that you've arrived. You got to go out there and help more people. So that's what I suggest that everybody does, is get out there, talk to more people. You're only 3 or 4 conversations away from having more success than you've ever thought about, having financial freedom. So you get what you focus on. I want you to stay focused. Get those dreams on a vision board. Think about what you want your Ambit Energy business to provide for you and your family, and stay focused on that. And now you're going to have more success. So I hope everybody enjoyed my portion of the call. Thanks again, Bear, for having me on. And again, we did write a book, It's Never Too Late, and I know a lot of people, I heard them signing on the call. If you enjoyed the book, please go to Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble and post a review. We really would appreciate that, so I hope you've enjoyed the book. And thanks again, Bear, for having me on. God bless everyone.
Jimmy, it's been a pleasure. Glad to have you with us. And do I get to introduce your better half, or would you like to do it?
No, go right ahead. I want to hear what you have to say about it.
Okay, great. Hey, folks, listen. If you want to hear a real rags-to-riches story, somebody who started broke, busted, disgusted, in debt, in trouble, the whole nine yards, and made it to a level of success that many of us only dream of, I want to introduce you to our next speaker. This gentleman got started in the business, and he started the business with little to nothing. And he continued to grow his business to the point that he and his wife have won virtually every award that the company has to offer. And his focus now is on helping others. Please welcome national consultant, more than $5 million, Mr. Chris Atkinson. Chris, you there?
Hey, Bear, thank you so much, my friend. And it's always, just always cool to hear your voice, man. I wish I had your monotone, brother. I mean, that's what's helped you to be successful, not just in Ambit, but in life. And it's just always a pleasure to be a part of anything that you're doing. So thank you for what you do by hosting this call each and every week after week after week. We all sure do appreciate it. And, everyone, when I was 9 years old, I made a decision, and I only had to make it once. I decided to take a drink, and that's when I had my first drink. And by age 14, I had made another decision that I only had to make once, and that was to start trying drugs. And then by the age of 16, I made a decision that I would do things bad enough to go to jail. And by age 20, I made a decision that I only had to make one time to try to sober up. But I made another decision that I wasn't ready to sober up. And so later on in life, I made a decision to get deep and dark into it. And that's what led me to jail over and over and over and over again. But I finally came to a point to where I realized the truth. The reason that I kept drinking, the reason I kept doing drugs, the reason I kept getting shot at by the police, the reason I kept going to jail, the reason I got on probation is because I never took responsibility. I blame everything and everyone else. I use because of my parents, because of my brother. And I wouldn't have to be like this if this guy wasn't the president. I wouldn't have to be like this if the price of gas didn't increase. You know, I blamed anything. I know some of you think that's silly, but I bet you have some people on your team that have already quit, and they blamed it on something. They didn't say, I'm just lazy. They blamed it on something, and it allowed them to stop coming around. It allowed them to give up on their own dreams. And so October the 13th of 2006, I made a choice and a decision that, again, I've only made one time, and that was to join Ambit Energy. And since then, things have been different. You know, I mean, yes, we have, you know, helped a lot of people. You know, some of you are seeing some folks on Facebook, and, you know, with Pastor Kenny, that you know, that's getting us close to double-digit millionaires in our organization now. You know, but because we believe in people. And so, you know, I love how my wife always leads me into things, and I love her saying about the horse and, you know, you can drag him to the water, but you can't make him drink. But what, you know what you can do? Is you can make that horse so dadgum thirsty that eventually he just might drink. And that's what I like to do. I like to help the horses get thirsty. You know who the horses are? They're you and me. They're all of us. Our success is a direct result of how thirsty we are. That's all this business is. The business you and I are in is not electricity. It's not natural gas. It's not soon to be solar. That's not our business. That's corporate's business. Our business is inspiration. There's no such thing as motivation. It's not real. It doesn't last. You don't believe me? Ask any high school, college, or professional basketball coach. It lasts for a short period of time. Inspiration is what we should all be striving for. That's the one and the only key factor that can be the difference maker for you and your organization, for you and your family. It's all about the inspiration. And how do you get to that? Well, you start with some goals. You know, just like you and I, we started in elementary school, correct? And then we went to middle school, junior high, high school, college, however far you went. So everything was a stepping stone. And it's just like here. You start with the baby steps, and the baby steps are the goals. You know, my goal was to buy my son a soccer ball. My goal was to buy a pair of dress slacks and dress shoes and a dress shirt. I didn't have any of that. When I started, I had a T-shirt, a pair of jeans, and a pair of tennis shoes. That's it. That's all I had to my name. And a 1989 Camry with a quarter of a million miles on it. Folks, I had just gotten foreclosed on, and they never allowed me back in the house that they took. I couldn't even get the clothes that were there. So I started all over from scratch with $6 to my name. And so my first few things were simple goals. Like I said, the soccer ball, the dress slacks, the dress shirt. And then things started to get a little bit bigger. You know, it became, you know, the Corvette that I paid cash for 18 months into the business. That was still a goal. And then I started to understand the difference between goals and dreams. And dreams is where you and I have to get. We have to live in the dream world. If you want to be massively successful here, if one of your thoughts in your head is that you not only yourself want to be financially free, but you want to help others to become the same way, then you have to come over to the other side, and the other side is dream world. Folks, that's the only thing that's going to keep you in the game. And what's a dream? A dream is something that you desire so bad that it starts to hurt. If you don't have something that you have a desire so much for that it's not hurting you yet, and you haven't given yourself even a glimpse of chance to be successful. You haven't. I mean, it's got to be something that wakes you up at night, that makes your stomach hurt sometimes. You have to have something that you want so bad. And it starts to almost make you ill sometimes. It drives you crazy. Because here's the two things it's going to do for you. One is if you decide to take a point to where you're not working your business the way you know you can, it'll really start to hurt you. Because you'll think about that true dream, and then you're going to bed saying, man, you know, I didn't get on the training call. I didn't go to the meeting last night. Golly. And it's going to start to hurt. But the other thing it's going to do is, as you start to see everything changing, you know, maybe that ultimate dream, let's say it's a house. As all of a sudden your savings account goes from $5,000 to $10,000 to $26,000, that dream, you're going to be looking at that vision board more often. It's not going to be something you're looking at every day now. It's going to be something you're looking at multiple times because you watch that bank account jump, and you know that it's getting closer to that dream becoming a reality. And you're going to start to make a few more phone calls to some prospects and many more phone calls to your teammates. And you're never going to forget to follow up with people. So if you're not at that point, I can tell you why. It's not because of anything except for one thing. It's not because your sponsor didn't call you. It's not because your national or your executive didn't call you. It's because you don't have a dream. And you don't have a dream that makes you have a desire so much to make it become a reality. You see, that levels of dreams. We think things are a dream. The first steps are truly just goals. The cars, right? The paying off our bills, the, you know, getting caught up on our credit cards. Now, those are just goals, and they're stepping stones. The dreams are the life changers. That's what we're looking for. What's that life-changing event? And I know what some of you are already thinking. Oh, my God, I want to go on vacation. Send me to Cancun. Let me get there a week, all-inclusive. That's a cool dream. But what if you up the ante a little bit? What if your dream was to have that week at an all-inclusive in Cancun and you're bringing some of your teammates with you? Help to stretch their vision of what's to come into their future. You see, don't make this all about you. Don't ever make this all about you. It has to be about everyone else. It has to be about every single person, not just in your organization, but in everyone's organization. Not just in Ambit. It has to be about people that you just pass by in the mall. You want to be a millionaire? Then treat everyone else like they are. Yeah. Do you want to be a millionaire? Then treat everyone else that you ever come in contact with as if they were already a millionaire. That's what comes back to us in life. We become treated the way we treat others. One of the things that was on my first vision board, and it's remained in my mind ever since, to remove negativity from my life. Negative people, negative thoughts, negative words out of my mouth. That's always been a passion of mine, to learn to live life with zero negativity. That's one reason I never watch TV. I just don't. I don't watch the news or any such thing. I don't read the newspaper because I choose to have zero negativity in my life. And all of you know, no matter where you live, if you're going to watch the nightly news, the first half of it is all about the shootings, the stabbings, the police chases, the killings, the whatevers. And I just don't want any of that in my life. So I just choose not to participate. All I want is positive. Positive people, positive influences. There's some people that have joined Ambit that I don't associate with, because they choose to not be positive all the time. So even when, you know, we've been here through everything, you know, the crazy summer of 2008 in Texas, coupled with the hurricane that made the rates go double and triple and double again through the roof. And we've been here through the polar vortex and through this winter with everything going on in the Northeast. We've been here through all the crazy, silly, obnoxious lawsuits that people have brought against Ann, but you know what? I've never wavered. I've still woke up every single morning saying, who am I going to go help today? who can I go be a blessing to, and who am I going to allow to bless my family? I've just never let any of it worry me. You know why? Because I have a belief. I have a belief in Chris Chambliss, Jerry Thompson, John Burke, and all the corporate staff at Ambit Energy, that they're going to do their part, which allows me to focus on my part. I don't need to focus on their part. I'm not the one that needs to say, hey, Jerry, you know what you should do? You know, I think he's a little bit more qualified to be the CEO of Ambit Energy than I am. So I'm not going to give the suggestion. He's the one doing that research. What I can help with is getting people promoted. That's all I know how to do. I just know how to get people promoted from one pin level to the next, and then to the next, and then to the next. That's all I know how to do. And I know the best way to get people there is to make it a passion. A passion for helping people. And one of my biggest dreams, something that I just desire so much, something that does honestly keep me awake a lot, is my desire to help others. I mean, like Debbie said, we had our EC retreat this weekend and just had a wonderful time. And one of the ECs that knows me really well, she came up to me and she said, did you turn your brain off yet? I said, no. She said, yeah, I can tell. She said, but I appreciate the fact that you're always thinking of what you can do to help more people next. So please do me one favor and just don't turn it off. I'm not. That's my passion. You see, it started out as a passion to change my family's destiny. And I've been working real hard on that to where my family won't ever have a worry. They will never have a time or financial worry. I work real hard to make sure my family can enjoy life. That's my passion. But what my passion has expanded to is since we began to enjoy it, I didn't want to be selfish. But I wanted to teach others how to get themselves and their family to the same exact position. That's what my passion lies today, is simply allowing others to know that there's an opportunity here like no other. And if you'll work with us, we'll take you to however high up the mountain you want to go. Maybe you want to jump off the top of the mountain and reach for the stars. I'll be up on the star ready to catch you, because I'm not stopping. I'm here for the long haul. I'll do all I can to help as many people as possible. But you cannot be helped unless you get to the point of having that mindset to switch your life from being goal-driven to being dream-desired. When you can get to that point, we'll be ready to help you, and we'll take you places you've never been. Mr. Bear Gordon, thank you so much, my friend, again, for everything that you do. I hope that a few of the words that my wife and I share tonight somehow, some way, touch somebody, so that maybe they wake up in the morning and they get a few more of their team members from their own organization registered for Ambition, because that's where the differences will be made. Those of you that have already ordered our book, we do thank you. Look, our book isn't making us any money. We give everything away. We just hope that it touches you and you find a way to bless others with it. You can get it at BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, lots of places. So thank y'all. If y'all weren't on this call, there would be no Ambit. Ambit is here because of each and every single one of you that took time out of your evening to join us on this call tonight. God bless you all, and have a great upcoming Ambit week.
Hey, folks, you can get that book, like you said, from Barnes & Noble. You can get it from Amazon.com. I recommend that not only do you get the book, but the next time that you see Chris and Debbie Atkinson, they will be more than happy to autograph that book for you. Need to have it in your library. You've heard from a registered nurse working 65 hours a week, who started a business 15 to 30 minutes a day, and she basically told you being busy is no excuse for being broke. And you start from where you are. No matter how bad things are, you can make it happen. Thank you, Chris and Debbie, for being on the call. Yes, we're going to have a call next Sunday evening, Father's Day. I'm going to celebrate with the fathers on the call as well. And you can listen to this call again tomorrow at topambitleaders.com. We're going to have it posted in the Sunday night business builder calls, and you can listen to it again. If you're like me, you know someone that needs to listen to this call. Hey, guys, God bless you. We'll see you next week. I'm going to open up the lines.